Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Today's Shir is dedicated as a Mazel Tov and a Schus Be'ez Hashem for a Chassan and a Kala, Pinchas and Esther Malka Sinsky, whose Chassana was Tuesday night, Shatov Umutzlachas. The Chassan is a son of Yedid Neurai, v'yedid Napshi, Reb Michal Yeshua Sinsky, Zolzayin Gezunt and Stark, Reb Choshevah Choshevah Ben Taira, who I know for many years, Baruch Hashem, and his wife, L'mishpachas Notis. I was Eicha as a young boy to learn with her father, Reb David Oizer, Zichrayna Levracha. So Baruch Hashem, I was Eicha to be at the Chasana, and the Zivig should be Oyla Yafa, and they should be Baina by Yisnaman by Yisrael, and continued Nachas from the Ganze Mishpacha. Parshas Kiseitze Tovshin Pei Dalid. So, as we may remember from other years, there's an anomaly, and there's something unique about the Meshech Chochma Parshas Kiseitze, in the fact that it's very, very long, and the Kemat takes up Parshas Kiseitze takes about a third of Sefer Devarim, so to speak, of Rav Meir Simcha's Torah. And when you learn it, besides it's very long, it's very different than the rest of the Sefer. Now, of course, as we said many times, the Meshech Chochma is a Sefer Shakol Boy. You have in it Drash, you have in it Halacha, you have in it Pshat, you have in it Kabbalah. Any type of Torah finds itself in the Meshech Chochma. But Parshas Kiseitze is very much uniform. Number one, almost every shtickle starts with the Sifri. It's very kipshutai shel ha-pasuk, diyukim in the pshah and the pasuk. And the answer to this anomaly is a few words by Rav Meir Simcha in the end of pasuk perek chavbeis, pasuk chavbeis towards the beginning of the parsha. I'm sorry, Perek Chavbeis, Pasuk Chav Aleph. At the end, he writes, "Miyakan at Soif HaParsha al Derech HaTorah VaMitzvah." From here to the end of the parsha is going al Derech HaTorah VaMitzvah. HaTorah VaMitzvah is the pirush of the Malbim and Chumash. And if you look in the Malbim Chumash, it says over there that they write from here until Seder Nitzavim. So that's Kiseitze Kitzavai. We don't have the Ksav Yad of the Malbim, Chaval al Da'avdim, but his children say that, or whoever was printed it, they say, we Anachnu Kivatznu V'yarnu al Pidarkai. So they filled in, so the end, the most of Parshas Kiseitze and Kisavai in the Malbim is not really the Malbim. So for some reason, Rav Meir Simcha decided, at least for Parshas Kiseitze, not for Kisavai, to veer off his normal way. I don't know if anybody knows why, what punct he had with the Malbim and why he felt it necessary to do this, but he filled in the whole Parshas Kiseitze al derech haTorah VaMitzvah, which is no easy feat, because the Malbim in his Akdama to his Pirush HaChumash called Ayelet HaShachar has 613 klalim to be mevar hishita. And I'm not a Bucky in this, but those who are Bekiyim, they say that you see from Meir Simcha that he kept to those klalim, and he, I guess he accepted them, and he was maskim to them, and he was mefarish according to those klalim in a oifen nifla. And that is why when you look through Parshas Kiseitze, you'll find Rav Meir Simcha numerous times says, Zehu oimek kapshat, something along those lines. And this is the depth of the pshat, very much, because that's what he's coming to do, to explain, number one, the Malbim went on the Sifri with drushes of Chazal, and to show where Chazal saw things and what is b'chol ze oimek pshutei shel mikra, something along those lines. So today we're going to learn a Meshech Chochma, which is also a yisayid that he wants to show in the gadlus of pshat and Chazal. And this is Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Aleph. Perek Chav Dalid, Pasuk Aleph, is the parsha of a get. And it says there, Kikach ish isho bala, v'yoyim leisim sechen beinav, kimatzah ba'erbaz dover, v'kasav la sefer krisos, and he writes for her something called a sefer krisos, which is what we call a get, V'nasan biyada, and he puts it in her hand, v'shilcha mibeisa, and he sends her out of his house. Says Chazal, ein li ela biyada. Does it mean to say that the only way to give a get is by putting it in her hand? Minayin l'rabbis gaga chatzera for karfifa. How do we know if you place it in her possession? For example, her roof, her courtyard. Karfif is another type of courtyard. Tamaloy mar v'nasan, says the Sifri, because it says v'nasan, and you put it, mikol makom, that means in any way. Any way you place it in her possession, even if it's not in her actual hand, so then she is divorced. Huva b'perek hazav. This is brought in perek hazav, in Bava Metzia, daf nun vav amid beis. The Gemara brings this, and before we read the Gemara, Rabbi Meir Simcha explains, Va'amru sham, and the Gemara there says, Shemilas yad beharchava hu al kol dover shetachas rishusay shel adam v'kinyane. When you want to translate the word hand, barchava, in an expansive way, it includes much more than the physical hand. It's referring to kol dover shetachas rishusay shel adam. Anything that's under his possession, v'kinyane, anything he owns. Ukemoi, like it says, in Bamidbar Chaval Chava, Vayikach Artsoi Miyodai. They took the land Miyodai. Miyodai doesn't mean they took the land physically out of his hands. He wasn't holding it in his hands. So rather, it means Miyodai from under his possession. Avo b'makom sheyuchal afarish yad b'diyuk hu yad mamish. But the Gemara over there says, but if you could explain the word hand to mean simply his hand, b'diyuk, in exactly only the hand, avada, the pashup shad is, it's yad mamish. When you can't do that, it expands to mean his rishus. Now where Meir Simcha is being mekatzer and giving us the conclusion of the Gemara there. So just to understand, the Gemara over there says that the Gemara says Maskef la Rabba Bar Mamol Kol Hecha Dechsiv Yada Yada Mamishu. Could you say whenever it says Yad, it means to actually put it in the physical hand? Because the Gemara is talking about a different Joshua there. Elameyata, it says the pasuk we said Vayikach Es Kol Artzo Miyadoi Hachinami Dechol Ar Biyadav Enokele. He was holding his land in his hand. Elamir Shusai. So rather, Biyadoi doesn't mean there physically the hand. It means under his Rishus. Hachinami Mir Shusai. So the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Frek the Gemara Bechalecha Dechziv Yadoi La Biyadoi Mamishu. Could you say that? Are you really proposing to say that whenever it says Yadoi, it does not mean the physical hand? It means the expansive hand of Rishus. Bahatanya himatze timatze biyadai. It says, if they will find the Geneva by the Ganav, ein li elo yadai. So does it mean it's found in his hand? What if they found it on his gag, his chatzera v'karfifoi? Tamaloymar imimatze timatze mikomakim. Anywhere they find it. So the Gemara is saying, you see, that yad means physically the hand, if not for the fact that we have another ribuy of imatze timatze. Halav hach, time of the kazer rachman imatze timatze. It's only because there's this extra drasha wherever you find it. If not for that, I would say that when it says yad, it means yadei mamish. V'su tanya, another braisa, our pasuk, v'nosan biyadu, you have to put the get in her hand, ein li eliyadu gaga chatei v'kabinam tamaloymer, v'nosan mikol makom. Again, time of the gazer rachmana, v'nosan. Halav hachi, I would say yad means mamish. So we have two proofs that whenever it says the word yad, it means actually the hand. It does not mean the rishus. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right. And this is Meir Simcha, was mekatzer. Kol yada yada mamishu. Normally, when you're able, as Meir Simcha said, when it's efshir lefarish yad b'diyuk, it means just the hand. Bishani Hosam Dilek Lamemarachi Ela Bishusai. Over there by Vayikach is called Artsoi Miyadai. There's no way to say it means its hand, so there you say it means his whole Rishus. But anywhere else where you're able to explain it to mean Yadai Mamish, it means Yadai Mamish Unless, of course, there's another ribui, himatze timatze, or our pasuk here, v'nosan, is an extra ribui to say, no, yad doesn't mean the physical hand only. It's not limited to that. It means other places as well. That's the Gemara. Now the question is like this. V'kan tzarech l'rabbis, so back to our pasuk, over here, since it says v'nosan, we're being marbe. No, it doesn't mean only in her hand. It means even in her possession. So now, where exactly do you see in the word v'nosan that it means anywhere in her possession? Where do we see that? It says v'nosan biyada. So Gemara says, no, tamalemer v'nosan. Where does it say that? So Rashi says an interesting thing. Rashi says tamalemer v'nosan. Rashi over there in Bava Metzia midloiksiv uviyada yitnanu. It didn't say, and in her hand you should put it. It said, v'nosan biyada. Therefore, the Torah wanted us to darshan, v'nosan mikol makim. V'nosan is separate from biyada. V'nosan, anywhere you put it in her possession. As I state in Rashi. Now, if you look in the Torah Tmima, and this pasuk, he brings the Rashi, and he says, like, what does Rashi mean? Like, why should it say uviyada yitnenu that v'nosan biyada is something different? So he has a pshat. He says, interesting pshat. He says, though, over there, he comes to explain Rashi. He says, the Gemara in Chulin says, by the mitzvah of Kisa Hadam, is not only ba'ofer, only in dirt. Any other material you could cover the dam with as well. Why? Because since if it meant only in dirt, it should have said, ube'ofer yichaseihu, in dirt you should cover it. But the pasuk says, v'chisahu, you should cover it, ba'ofer. So the mashma that the kpeida is v'chisahu, the ikar is to cover it. What you cover it with? Okay, offer is one choice. There's other choices. Offer is the normal thing to cover it. So he says here as well, if the Torah wanted it to be in her hand, the Torah should have said, Uviyada, that's the main thing, in her hand. Yitnena, you're going to put it there. But the fact that the Torah wrote it the other way, Vinasan is the ikker thing. Get it to her possession no matter what. The easiest and normal way to do it is biyada. But that is not ma'akev. Kach nir lefarish divrei Rashi. That is how Torah Tmima says pshat in Rashi and Bava Metzia. Now the Torah Tmima himself says a different pshat. He says, without Rashi, I would say a different pshat. And he says, I really would say that we're missing a word here. It's not tam leimer v'nosan. It's tam leimer v'nosan v'nosan. The fact that the Torah writes v'nosan twice, here in Pasuk Aleph says v'nosan, and in Pasuk Gimel it says again, that when she's going to get married to somebody else, usneya, because Allah says, v'nosan biyada, it says it a second time. Why does it say v'nosan a second time? The extra word v'nosan is telling us that the nesina will be neskayim in whatever way it'll happen, even if it's not mamish biyada. And he says, you find a lot of times in Shas, from the double lashon, we're marba things. So therefore, he says that it is from the extra v'nosan, and he says, if you look in the Gemara of Aiter there, in Hazav, the next Gemara, what does he say? Oh, yeah, the Gemara also said, himatze timatze biyadai, right, by the Ganav. What was the ribui from? The himatze timatze. However way you find it, the double lashon. So then when the Gemara brings here, Tam Leimer v'nosan, the Gemara also means v'nosan v'nosan. Azai learned the Teretz Mima, and that's how Rashi learns Pshat. Zokter Meir Simcha, Ulam, Meheicha Nis Rabbi, where is the ribui, says Rav Meir Simcha, who klal nifla murgosh b'mishpete haloshen. It is a klal nifla, an unbelievable klal, Murgash, that you're able to feel b'mishpatei haloshen when you understand l'shoynes. And he says as follows, she'achiluk ben nesina biyadai l'nesina liyadai. There are times the Torah says you put something biyadai, and sometimes the Torah says put something liyadai towards, to their hands. What's the difference between biyadai and liyadai? Hu shehanasina biyad. When it says biyad, hu ba'ofen shamekabel biyadai, hu birtsoinei v'askamasai. The one who's receiving it, biyadai, is willingly. They're agreeing to accept it. Vuhu kimoi sheyadai psuchai. Psucha. It's as if he's stretching out and opening his hand. The einoit seifia lazel kabbalah, and he's looking forward to it. So his hand is wide open. Rak sheyutan biyadai. So you just have to put it biyadai in that open hand. The klal ze muskum b'chol ha-tanach. And this is a klal that is muskum in all of Tanakh. That whenever it says you put it biyadai, the recipient wants it. And it's as if his hand is wide open. Except for one place in Yechezkel, Perichav Gimel Amid Aleph. B'derech ha-choyscho halachta, b'nosati koyso biyodcha. So this is a nevuah over there. I didn't get the Yechezkel. Let me get the Yechezkel. Let's see the pasuk inside. So the pasuk Yechezkel. Chaf Gimel Lamed Aleph. So, says the pasuk, "Biderech achoisei chalacht." You went in the way of your sister. So therefore, v'nasati koisa biyadech. I'm going to put her cup in your hand. And this kais is not going to be a pretty kais. The pasuk continues, it's going to be a very painful cup that you're going to get. So Rabbi Meir Simcha is bothered. Who's asking for Yisurim? Who's asking for Tzaris? What do you mean? I'm going to put the cup biyadeich. V'sham hu laflogas hamalitza shebiyadayim pshutes lekabel yuten hakois biyada. It's the melitza, the mashal. He's trying to say how it's going to be, how haflog it's going to be, how, I don't know what the right word I'm looking for, that it's going to be. That it's going to be as if your hand is wide open to accept the kais biyada. V'chasher yosisu merire yoim limtzai kever. Just like people, who have merire yoim, they have bitter days. So what are they looking for? They're looking for an end to those bitter days. So what are they looking for? They're looking for the kever. Just trying to see if this is in the pasuk. I don't see it in the pasuk. So sometimes someone is opening their hands for the tzara. So just like merire yoim limtzei kever, someone. Oh, this is a pasuk in Iyov Gimel Chaf Aleph. Yositsu kiimtsu kever. People who have such bitter times, unfortunately, Nebuch, the tsaras are so great, they'd be happy to find a grave. Keintosis hi likras hakis hazeh. So too, this bitter cup that they're going to get, that the Navi's saying, they're going to be happy to get it. Uchamay shamar, like Yechezkel says here, in Pasuk Lamedalin, vishasis aysa, you're going to drink it. Umatsis. And you're going to suck it out. V'scharashel tegar mi v'shadach tenateki. K'ani dibarti nu v'shanu ma'ashem alikim. V'oi b'zeh ein kan mekaymai. So Meir Simcha's b'miram is he's trying to say the pshat here. That the tsaris, you're going to be so happy to accept these tsaris. And that's just the Rabbanim Sham's way of saying what great tsar there's going to be. So you have to like shoehorn, so to speak, in a pshat over there in Biyadech, because he says klal ze muskam b'chol ha-tanach, except for this place, and even over there, it's part of the melitza. Ula. So that's the aside. The aside is when it says biyada, it means the recipient is willing. Ulam b'makam shu ba'ainis b'lay meratzin u'mechuvan. But when it's being forced, the person to take it, there it says liyadai. K'may shu tichiv b'chazoka liyadai. You got to stick it in the hand. The hand is shut. Liyadai. You got to put it in. Biyadai means it's wide open. You just drop it in. Loi nimtzarak. So where do we find that it says liyadai? V'alikim ina liyadai. In Parshas Mishpatim, when a person did something, well, it came in Eliyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated that this should come to his hand. He didn't want to kill. B'shaygeg, Eliyahu, it was forced into his hand. Shubalei ratzenu mechuba shalei. So that's the aside in Mishpatei Halashon. Eliyahu means forced. Biyahu means willingly. So on that came along Chazal, and they had a Meira Dikakasha. V'kan haloi get shaloi b'rtzayin av askamasai. The halacha is that you could give a lady a get against her will. It does not have to be willingly. Al pi ha-Tayra. There's a chayr, there's a Rabbeinu Gershom about that. But min ha-Tayra, a lady is given a get, bal karcha. So if that's so, the pasuk should have said, v'nosan liyada. You put it liyada, against her will. Why does the Torah say, biyada? Bial karchach diyada rishusa. So elamai, the bi over here is telling us that the word yada does not mean her literal hand. Rather, the word yada means rishusa, her possession, gaga v'chatzera, her roof, her courtyard, she'enei balrotzin u'bechira. They don't have the ability to not accept. U'pasuach lefonav litein boy. Again, nosan biyada. Biyada usually means that the recipient is willing to take it. Why? Because the word bi means my hand is wide open, just put it in. A person's rishus, their gag and their chutzer, is wide open. They can't clench it shut. The gag can't clench itself shut. It's wide open. It doesn't have the ability to refuse. So it's always open, willing to take it. That's a person's rishus. Sheinabal rotzin ubechira umas pasuach lefanav. Litein boy, it's open in his hand. It's open in front of him. Litein boy. So therefore, when Chazal came along in this pasuk, and they said, "Ein li ela biyada minayin l'rabbis gaga chatzera v'karfifa tam leimer v'nasam mikol makayim," Zokter Meir Simcha, it's not like Rashi says, because it said it should said a biyada etrana. It's not like the Torah Tamima said because of the double lashon minasam minasan. The Torah's diuk is the word from the word biyada. How could it say minasan biyada? Biyada means she's willing to accept it. A get doesn't have to be willing to accept. Rather, the ribuy is because since it said biyada, biyada includes her rishus. Her rishus is wide open and willing to accept because it doesn't have the bechira not to accept. And that's where Chazal understood that it's coming to say, when it says yada over here, it doesn't mean her literal hand. Like the Gemara says, that's default pshat. In yad always means the literal hand, unless you have another reason or a ribuy to explain it differently. And this is the oimek of Rameir Simcha. It's not because of the ribuy here. Just like by Vayikoches kol artzei miyadoi, it couldn't mean his physical hand, because land is not in your hand. So over there we have no other choice but to explain it means birshusai. Over here also, yadoi cannot mean the physical hand, because if that was true, it should have said liyadoi. The fact that it says biyadoi, and bi means willingly and birtzainai, teaches us that the word yad cannot kibib kipshutai, the hand. Rather, it has to be more expansive and mean her rishus, which is always biyada, it's always wide open. And he ends off, hisboinein, be misboinein, contemplate, kama Ramu Darche Chazal. How Ram, how elevated, Ram Venisa, how elevated the Darke Chazal are. And when Chazal looked at a Pasuk and how they understood when we say Yad means this, when we say Yad means that, what does Bim mean? What does Lim mean? It changes everything. As he started off, Klal Nifla Murgash B'mishpatei Haloshon Nitzukim Midvash HaBaisai. Have a wonderful day and Kol Tov.